Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to a new week. Chuck Bonnerill, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. True, straight up.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. Well, what a weekend it was for Colorado Grassroots Republicans. Actually, I think all Colorado Republicans.
All good Republicans. That's right. All good, decent human beings in Colorado, right, which are not very many.
But there are some. There are 200. And there was a special meeting of the State Central Committee voted overwhelmingly to demand that Britta Horn, the chair, resign immediately. The chairman of the Colorado Hispanic Republicans, Ray Garcia, is the one who did all the work and got the petition submitted.
That's a great job.
He did a great job at that and set up the special meeting that was held Saturday. So, Ray, why don't you go ahead and unmute yourself if you haven't already.
And join us.
And join us. And thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
What a great weekend. Heck, what a great week.
Exactly. First of all, yeah, the court rules that Britta Horn and her personal attorney are not entitled, which everybody knew they weren't entitled to legal fees.
Didn't know until court rules.
But I mean, it was a foolish
thing. She was counting on it.
But she spent tens of thousands of dollars seeking that. Her vice chair already resigned. I mean, it's just been a bad week. But Ray, I have a thing, but why don't you explain to folks, there were essentially three things that people voted on. All of them overwhelmingly passed. By overwhelming, I mean like 90% was the law, right?
Yeah, they're all 90%, yeah. We had a couple amendments posed on a couple of the motions, but everybody was basically there just for the main reason was the calling Britta in, basically, you know, reining her in from her Queen Britta status, you know, not listening to us.
Right. And
of course, she's going to say that meeting was not valid. Her reason. Have you heard her reasoning on why that meeting was not valid?
Because she doesn't like it when people tell her what to do. So she's going to have her own meeting, Ray, in a week.
Well, her actual reasoning for this was saying that when Russ Andrews came back and said that the original petition we turned in, 137 names, was actually a valid petition, and that he changed the petition after he found out we were gathering. And he actually said that it was a request. He was requested to do that on purpose, to stall our meeting.
Right.
So when he came back and said that the original petition was valid, those names were valid. So, he set a meeting from that. Britta comes back and says, well, from the time he claims that said that the secretary said that the signatures were valid, that's when the 10 days starts. She set a meeting 10 days after that.
She's just doing it for spite. And so to kind of bring folks up to speed, the basic questions were, you know, reining in her spending, telling her no more vindictive lawfare against fellow Republicans, and have we lost confidence in her leadership
and
demand she resign.
According to the amendment.
Everybody, I mean, it was 94%, 93, you know, 90%.
99.8885. We have to admit, Ray, that our side is crazy, right? We really are crazy. And so we had a small group led by Darcy Schoenberg, who we like and known for a long time, but she's crazy, saying, no, you can't.
She's passionate. She's passionate.
You can't have Alec give any money. And you kind of go, Darcy, they're not, wait a minute, Darcy, Britta's not going to do anything according to this. It makes no difference on Alec getting paid or not.
And kind of explain, so because it can be confusing. So those were the issues, okay? People voted overwhelmingly in favor of those things. Roughly half of the, you know, 497 members of the State Central Committee were there. So this is a significant portion of the Colorado Republican Party leadership said, we demand Britta Horn's resignation immediately. We have no confidence in her leadership. She wants to, as you explained, Ray, she acknowledges that the petitions that call for the special meeting are valid. And just out of spite, she said, but I'm not going to do it on the day that everyone has already agreed to. Y'all have to
put all the money in, gotten parliamentarians, got the whole thing. We'll have it on my schedule.
She's going to have it on her schedule, which is Monday. My thing is, if you're Britta, this is devastating. I mean, I'll be honest, I was surprised by the 90%. I thought that there would, while I heard people maybe saying, well, they had a concern here, a concern there, there was nobody defending Britta. There was not one single person who said, oh, I think she's doing a good job.
Yeah.
And we need a leader like her. Am I right there?
That is totally correct. Everybody was definitely on the side of she is not doing a good job at all.
Right. And that includes her vice chair, Richard Holthoff and Russ Andrews, who were among her biggest supporters.
Who was the Treasury Secretary.
Right. And who joined this. And they basically revealed, guys, hey, it's worse than you even think.
Yeah. So, you think it's bad, it's worse.
And in the kind of ensuing media here again, I'm just noticing we've heard rumors from credible sources that the elected officials have asked her to step down. And they were big that they shoved us.
Congressional.
They shoved her down our throats. We've heard nobody anywhere in any of the media that's cropped up again saying, okay, she's doing a good job. I don't know that she may have people who want to quibble about, is this the way we do it? Is this the way we do it? But I don't think, except for Clenda, who just wants to get paid, I don't think there is anybody out there, maybe her dog, who thinks she's doing a good job.
I was a little surprised, Ray, that the Hispanic Republicans had decided to do a $10,000 platinum sponsorship of the upcoming centennial dinner. I thought, that's great. I'm just joking. I mean,
I'm sorry. I just had a heart attack. What was that?
Well, let me back up and let him answer my, sort of talk, my point of discussion, and that is no support for her here. So I don't think she's going to have the meeting, her meeting, right? I don't think it's going to have significantly different results. Do you?
It'll be different.
There's no way. Now, here's two points that I have. Interesting fact. One thing I really noticed about the meeting on Saturday was who was not there.
Okay.
Not just who was there, but who was not there. The elected officials, not there.
Right.
So all these people that were pushing Britta down our throats during the reorg didn't show up for this meeting.
Right.
The only one that did, and I'll give him credit for it, Scott Bottoms. That was great.
Scott Bottoms did, yep.
Kendra Graff
was there, yep. But the ones that were pushing her down our throat, they weren't there.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Now,
well, and this goes back to what we've talked before.
We missed Boebert.
I mean, we
couldn't have Boebert.
Here's the thing that people need to remember, too, is they're never there. The electeds never come to these things unless they can make a speech. And the only reason they came to support Britta the last time is they wanted to squash the grassroots and Lori Sane. And they wanted, because, again, as you've mentioned, Ray, their whole point is they want to destroy the Colorado Republican Party and the cost of an assembly system. They think they did that. So now they're going to go back into the woodwork. And I don't know that they'll show up at her meeting. Do you think?
I don't think they will, honestly. But here's the thing on that. Why is she having another meeting?
Yeah.
We already had meetings scheduled and everything. She's saying it was the original petition was correct. Well, there's a meeting already scheduled. So why do we have to have a secondary meeting? Could it be possibly that she wants to have the other meeting the way she usually has it so she can rig it?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
It's chaotic. I mean, no matter how you do these things, and I think all things considered, this was a pretty darn organized meeting. And Russ Andrews, I think, personally did it at best. I mean, it's like corralling cats.
It's an impossible job. So no matter
it's
who
like
it
corralling,
is,
yeah.
You know, Russ wasn't, hadn't practiced, didn't do them. It takes a lot of time to do those. So he did okay. I mean, it wasn't the best. He let too many... a few people who were kind of, endless points of order and stuff, endlessly slow it down. We're trying to get to the one thing we wanted to talk about, which is their resignation and lack of confidence. But he did the best he could, and it was great that he stepped up.
Yeah, exactly. But I think, though, Ray, to your point, though, even under a control situation. I mean, we've seen Britta, her meetings are terrible. I think you're right. I think her plan is that it's going to go to, it starts at 7 o'clock next Monday. It's going to go into the wee hours of the night. It'll be such a cluster that she can walk away just like she did from the meeting in September and say whatever she wants happened, right?
Precisely. And she can just claim whatever outcome she wants on the vote tally.
Yeah, that's
Right.
right. So no,
Right.
I didn't ask whether this passed. That was a question, yeah.
Well, and I think it was you who mentioned, or maybe it was Hugo Chavez Rey who mentioned that the Britta has succeeded in unifying the party in one front, and that is pretty much everyone wants to get rid of her. So
That's
you
Hugo. Yeah, that's Hugo.
okay, I mean, and he's right there. So, and here's the thing, it's not. The problem is when you have a chair who has plunged the party into bankruptcy, who no one has confidence in, she can't, the donors are, I mean, are fleeing. I mean, she's got another financial report due at the end of this week, right? And
Yeah.
so be curious to see what happens there. You can't run a party that way. I mean, I think Chuck is right. Chuck has said he doesn't think she'll step down because people also need to understand this does not, we can't force her, right? She can ignore it, right?
Yes, that's right. Because this is it was it's basically a symbolic vote, but we can call for her resignation, and she's not going to. I
No.
guarantee she's not going to.
And I think somebody is circulating a petition to recall her. My guess would be she won't honor that either. I think
Well,
she's.
she could eventually force, and I think we do have to eventually force her to.
Yeah.
Natalie Tennant, our favorite human being, said she was doing a petition, then she didn't do the petition, then
To recall her, yeah.
I'm not sure what Natalie Tennant was up to, but it's the usual garbage from the
Although
constitution.
Natalie Tennant did say she felt she had the signatures to force a recall vote.
Oh, well, who cares if
And
she did
Jason
it?
and somebody else is doing one. So do you think that's going to come through, or what do you hear on the status of that, Ray?
I definitely think there's enough people. There's enough people signing the petition to get us a special meeting for the removal of Britta. I don't think we have the 304 votes that we would need to remove her, because there's several people that just, well, like at the meeting on Saturday, there was people that just abstained.
Yeah,
Right. Right.
normally around 10, 11, up to 17 people at one time abstained.
Right.
Final vote with the 221 voting that for the calling her incompetent. 14 people abstained on that one, 9 no's, and then 198 yeses.
Yeah.
And we actually had to change, we changed the wording of that, because the way it was originally worded was, do you have confidence in Britta Horn?
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
confusing. That was smart to
They
do.
did a, yeah, which made it a no vote. We needed to make it so that it was a yes vote. So we had to
Yeah.
reword it saying, and then they wanted to add in calling for her res a
Okay,
resignation.
at
So,
first I didn't think it was a good idea, but at the end I thought it was a good idea.
yeah.
And I think again, I was surprised. I thought there would have been more people supporting her. And again, even not just at that meeting, but at least publicly and on social media. There are people quibbling about, oh, who they think the next chair should be or what we do from here. But nobody is saying Britta's doing a great job. Why are you guys doing this?
Yeah. Absolutely. I did see a couple people on like Facebook, and I don't think they were SCC members, but they're on Facebook saying, well, why don't you give her a chance to do something? She only has 2 years in office, so why don't you give her a chance to do something? And
But
I'm
she's
like, are
done
you
something. She's
kidding me? Do
bankrupt
you know how
for
much damage she's already done? And
Yeah,
you
it's
want to give
like,
her
well, also the party can not raise money
right.
as long as the 160,000, God knows it'll be in this next report, is Oaklinda. No one's going to send in money to doing it. And I was kidding with Ray, but I just got an invitation to the centennial dinner they always have before the assembly.
Which is really the party's biggest fundraiser.
Yeah, and we've had, great, we had Steve Bannon last time, and then Kerry Lake, and we've had great people. And then all of a sudden, no one. I mean, he can't even get Jeff Hurd. I mean, he can't get anybody. And then they're kind of going, okay, who wants to be a $10,000 platinum sponsor? Well, nobody.
Well, because the
Nobody.
money's just going to go to pay Steve Klunda. And
Yeah.
any money that's raised there is going to pay Steve Klunda. So why would anyone want to say, oh, I know, I just want to hand my money over to lawyers? It's not, well, Chuck might think
Well,
that.
to me, yeah. Okay.
Did you see
Speaking
that?
of her, though, Speaking of her, though, did you guys see that Trump endorsed Hope
Yeah.
and
We're having her
Reclune?
on in a few minutes.
Hope is
Yeah.
on
Oh
after
my.
you're on. Yep, we've got Hope on. That's another.
I was dancing a jig. I was so friggin' happy, man. And it was only an hour after our meeting,
Yeah.
at the
Exactly.
SEC. Oh, when 1 hour later, I was like, holy crap, what a
Well,
day.
and back to the thing about, because we will have Hope on, to about giving her a chance with people who say that. Like you guys have pointed out, the problem is the Republican Party is like roughly $150,000 in debt. Most of that to Steve Klenda, over 150, I think it's 160,000 in debt. Britterhorn has not been able to raise any money. Now that people understand any money they donate to the party, it's just going to go to Steve Klenda. She's not going to be able to raise anybody. So to me anymore, it's not a matter of do you like Britta, don't you like Britta. You've got a chair who is toxic to the party, whether you liked her or didn't like her. The current situation is she's toxic, and the party is not going to be able to move forward until somebody else takes the helm. I mean, so it's not give her a chance. What she's done with the chance that she's had right now has been to just to blow the party up, essentially.
It can't move forward as long as she's chair. I mean,
Yeah.
just it'll be a bankrupt party. Somebody new gets in there and says, "Look, we'll give you a $5,000 promissory note, and you write it off the rest, or we're suing you." I mean, he may
Yeah.
lose his license over this. It's
Yeah,
been
Steve
court.
Klund is also under an ethics investigation. Yeah.
Yes. So I have received just over the last 2 weeks before that meeting, on Saturday, I received at least 20 calls. People actually calling me up and saying they were sorry they voted for Britta. They didn't know. They had known her before and they liked her, so they voted for her and they were really sorry. And I mean, apologizing to me. And I'm like, why are you
Wow.
apologizing to me? And they're like,
You
well, I
must
know you
confess
don't
to
have some
God and
faith.
man and to get on the
I
Times
think
Square
there's a
to.
significant buyer's remorse there, Ray, don't you?
Well, it has to.
Yes. Yes. When at least 20 people calling me to tell me that. How many people aren't calling?
Well, and that's like I said, you can't have this level of non-support and try to do it. Like you said, you may have some, sort of hardcore people who are just Republicans for Republicans, right? And they may go to this dinner, but
No, they
nobody,
won't.
but
They'll get
nobody,
40 or 50
but my
people.
guess is there are no speakers because you have to pay a speaker. I mean, we watched with Anna and Hope, and they had event people that they hired and paid to plan the events. You got to arrange people flying in and out, and even before KBB had speakers, right? I mean, and the invitation, it's like there's no speakers lined up, nor was it any to be announced, and I'm assuming because she knows she has no money to pay her.
Yep.
Well, normally you could get a congressman. Oh, yeah, Jeff Hurd, who Trump hates. He's their manager. He'd normally do it, but even they don't want to be tarred by Britta. I mean, they just don't want to be tarred.
Yeah, it's a well. Wait, what happens now? So again, the neither meeting technically has the can force her to do anything. I think it's you would li hope she would listen, but I don't think she's going to. So we did our meeting. She's going to have hers. Sort of what happens after that? Just who
So,
knows?
we did our meeting, and then if we do her meeting, and I'm encouraging everybody to go to that meeting too and vote the same way.
Right.
The first two motions on there are curbing her spending, and putting an end to the lawsuit stuff, which that will be. She has to follow that. Which when she doesn't, it's going
Good.
to be another court case, and
Well, yeah.
this is. This is what she's doing. She is stalling everything and just everything has to go to court.
Right.
It's
And which costs the
unbelievable.
party yet more money, right? I mean, I think
Yes.
Randy Corcoran brought a thing up. On one hand, the court has rejected the legal fees, but I mean, there's nothing to stop Clenda from saying, well, I'm going to appeal that, right? It would be a loser again, but he can file it, right?
Yeah.
And he can wreck it. But I think, though, I think you're right.
He won't because he'll be making work for himself.
But he's
That
not
he
going to pay
can't
for it.
collect on. That's why he won't do it. And has no chance. Getting in court to say, oh, yeah, you should have awarded attorney's fees is just about, just slightly above zero. But moreover, he's just making work for himself.
Yeah. So what do you think? What, Ray, you're just your sense on what you think might happen. Well, let me ask a two-part question. One, do you think it's going to be such a cluster that there will never be any kind of definitive voting? Or two, if there is definitive voting, your thoughts on where it might go?
Yeah, if there is definitive voting, where it's going to go exactly the way our meeting was. Even if they get another, 50 people on her side to show up, the vote's still going to be overwhelmingly. I mean, 198 people. She would have to get every single member of the SEC to show up and vote. All the ones that didn't show up for our meeting show up for her meeting, and that's just not going to happen.
And even then, the best case scenario is 50-50, right? Even the best she can do is that half of the you know, the party leadership wants her out. So
really, on that vote, all we would need is 50% plus one of whoever shows up. So I think she can see the writing on the wall and saying, even if she has her meeting, it's going to really go against her. So I think she's going to try and rig the election like she did last time when I tried to say, for a roll call vote, she refused to listen to me. She refused to call on me at first. And then when everybody started saying, call on Ray, and she finally called on me, then miraculously, my microphone wouldn't unmute. They said, well, it was technical difficulties. Your microphone's not letting us unmute you.
Well, and I'm curious to see how she runs a meeting, because technically, I would think there would be some sort of conflict with her running a meeting that's calling for her resignation. I mean, just, but you know, clearly we've seen with her and Clinton, the whole conflict doesn't bother them.
I'm betting it's Richard Tech. That'd be my guess.
Well, yeah, but she's never run a meeting before anyway. She just stands up there like a puppet and does what everybody else tells her to do.
So, really true. But I mean, even in this, there was a one point where Russ Andrew was wanted to make a, he wanted to discuss something, right? And he handed the gavel over to Jeremy. He said, I can't chair the meeting. I mean, that was the integrity, you know, that's what you do, right? I want to discuss this. I can't run the meeting while I'm sort of participating in the debate. And if you're Britta, it's like, if the whole point is to, so to me, that'll tell me how it's going to go if she insists from the beginning, if she insists on chairing the meeting, right? From the beginning, I think that'll say something. But I don't know who would else would want to chair it, really.
Richard Tech. Well,
who else has he got to chair it?
Richard
Tech.
Vice chair? Oh, and then she set the meeting 2 days after the vice chair resigns.
Yes.
And by the way, one day before a lot of county caucuses. So on the day that you should have county people trying to get ready for caucuses, but it goes back to your point. They want to destroy the caucus, right? They don't, they're like, so what if we mess up the caucuses? That's our whole plan in the beginning anyway.
That's right.
All right. Hey, well, listen, Ray, we'll let you go. Thank you.
Great job.
So much for
great
all the work.
Hang on, guys.
Great job for the meeting. Yeah. We'll stay in touch and we'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
At least
Monday.
On Zoom.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
All right. There. Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ray.
What's
that? That's an astonishing vote. You know, 90, not more than 90% of the people on the meeting, of which there were was half of the GOP party leadership, voted to rein in her spending, tell her to cease lawfare and to go away, to resign, that we have no confidence. So we'll see what happens. And it's just out of spite that she's holding her meeting. There was no reason they couldn't have done it.
Well, no, she wants to screw it up.
She wants to screw it up, yes. And the thing is screwing it up, what does that give her? Do you know what I mean? The party...
Well, I keep on pointing that to people who don't believe me. She was got elected by some freak imagination, treasurer of Route County, because probably nobody else particularly wanted to do it. And pretty soon in, she was fighting with everybody, all the county commissioners, all her personal employees were filing suits, city attorney, and she had Steve Glenda, who was billing close to $90,000 concerning a landowner dispute on some interest of $2,000. But she got to go to the end, right? So then, notwithstanding how ugly that was and how awful a treasurer she was, it was sort of forgotten. And she ran this time, saying, oh, yeah, I was treasurer of Route County. And you know, Route County is a small county. So they go, well, she was awful.
Yeah, she left us $90,000 in debt.
So she wants to be able to, I was a Route County treasurer for 4 years. I was also a Republican Party chair. Yeah, very successful.
So we have Hope coming on at 3:30. We've got a few minutes here, and I see Jacob has his hand raised. So Jacob always has the most interesting things to say. So Jacob, go ahead.
Okay, real quick. So after the primaries are over, I think the DOJ is going to indict any elected official has fingerprints on either the fraud or what happened in Fulton County. And that can go, and then between, and the way that, you know, the indictments work, it takes 3 months to go to court. So they'll have to spend all their campaign money on defending themselves.
Ooh,
the second thing is, and this, yes, because that's what they did to Trump. Remember, you know, he had to go, the whole thing. The second thing is on the Supreme Court decision I think that they had to get go against Trump so they wouldn't show that they're a rubber stamping committee for Trump. But I think the birthright, and I think it was the gerrymandering by race, Trump's going to win those.
Yeah.
Well, that, the one that really matters is the birthright citizenship.
Yeah.
If that goes, that changes the whole ball game.
Well, and Jacob, from what I understand too, and I'm no tariff expert,
Yeah.
the Trump, I mean, he immediately slapped more tariffs on. All this did is, as I understand, it kind of eliminated a shortcut, right? Trump can still,
Right.
he can still, as I understand it, implement whatever, excuse me, most of the
Right.
tariffs that he feels are necessary. He just has to do it a different route, right? That
That's
I'm not saying,
that's what Kavanaugh said. You checked the wrong box. That's all.
right. And you raise a really good point that maybe they're like, okay, we don't want to be constantly handing him victories. So,
You don't think Roberts wants to? You think
well,
Amy Barrett wants to hand him a victory? No, of course it, maybe, but not the other
no,
one.
you've got, that's a good point. So we'll see what happens. I know, Trump, the administration is still, filing numerous lawsuits against, I think, 20 some states, including Colorado, saying, hey, we want to essentially, we're saying we want to see your voter rolls. We want to just make sure.
Yeah.
And it says something to me loud and clear that blue states like Colorado and Jenna Griswold, they're like, no, you can't
Yeah.
see because it's private. It's like, is that private? It's like the federal
Public. I can
government.
go look at it right now.
If somebody tells you that, go back to 2015 and it's called the Real ID Act, where we all had to get stars on our driver's license to say that we are citizens. Do you know who signed that bill into law?
Who?
It was 2015. It was
Obama.
Obama. It's
Obama.
Obama.
Yeah,
Wow.
okay.
Okay, Obama.
Well,
So
they
the
have
Save
quite.
I So the Save ID Act, you're going against your own president
Yeah, they don't care
because he's
about
the one. Yeah.
it. Times have changed. Hey, Jacob, thank you. Thank you
Bye.
for.
Take care,
Yeah,
Jacob.
well, we'll keep an eye on that too. And we'll see. Thomas, I can't. I think we'll be able to tell if Hope comes on. If I don't see if she comes on, Thomas, just go ahead and let me know. Wanted to briefly talk about what's going on in Mexico. I have to say,
We have good friends who have a house there, and they're
in
hoping
Puerto
to go,
Vallarta.
in Puerto Vallarta, hoping to go down in a few weeks from now, and they're going,
Yeah.
sounds a little iffy.
Well, I don't know. We were bringing, booking a spring break golf trip. And I briefly toyed with going someplace. And I just thought, I don't
They
know.
may kill the main
The main cartel guy. No, I.
car, and then there may be kind of cartel riots, and no.
I mean, but it is interesting when you see, and it's hard to know once again on social media what's real, what's made up, what are people, standing in front, living in like Wisconsin and standing in front of a burning thing and saying, oh, I'm in Puerto Vallarta, send me money. So it's hard to tell, but it does look bad there. And the State Department, I know, has told people to shelter in place. The hotels, it seems, this is the worst, are running out of food.
That wouldn't be good,
No,
no.
because, well, yeah, well, I'm sure they're not just running out of food. I'm, let's assume that you
Poison
like
water.
a hotel maid or a hotel waiter, you're like, yeah, not going to work today, right? It's like the president of the company probably isn't going to work. So, and I think, I don't know what's going to happen with it in terms of, it's not just them. I mean, as I understand, if you kill one cartel leader, well, then what happens is other wannabe cartel leaders start fighting, right? It's just like the mafia kind of stuff. So you've got that going on. You've got them fighting against the government. I think they want to terrify citizens so that citizens pressure the government to just leave the cartels alone. It's a mess. You know what I mean? And I don't, I'm glad I don't own a home in Puerto Vallarta right now. And I'm glad, because I don't know what I'm.
The selling price just gone down.
Yeah, and I'm glad we booked
Palm
Palm
Springs.
Springs.
There are no cartel riots in Palm Springs. No siree bye.
I was reading a meme. It was kind of funny because you know how the ICE protesters followed like the ICE agents around and they blew whistles and got in their way. They were saying the American citizens down there should follow the cartels around and blow whistles at
Yes,
them.
yes. And then
Prevent
duck
them from
them.
going in. And you see, so that's how it works in other countries, right? They would get shot. They wouldn't even consider it, right? It's like, and they and blow a whistle. That's how effective the whistleblowing is too. But I don't know. I mean, you, although it's been a long time, lived there. I
Yes.
think this is gonna, well, to me, it seems like it would have to have, I was glad I didn't book a vacation there this spring break.
It won't make any
You
difference.
don't think so?
If it's ongoing, if it keeps on going and there continue to be riots and they start killing tourists, yes, but just this, a slight kind of, because they really weren't killing tourists. They were
No.
just,
Well, making it really unpleasant to be there.
yeah.
Yeah, Jacob says in Mexico they're setting up safe zones. Where have I heard that before? Minnesota? Yeah, they've done that in Portland. They've done places like that. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And I guess you're right. It kind of depends on how long.
Yeah.
And no, I don't think they are killing tourists. On the other hand, though, when you look online, what's interesting are more not so much the people in the hotels. I think that's one thing, but the people in the Airbnbs. Right, which a ton of people
Ooh.
use when they travel right now, right? Those are people who are just in a hotel, at least there's a certain amount of structure around you,
Right,
right? And there's, you know, there's a place to go for food and a restaurant. If you're at an Airbnb, I would think that'd be really kind of scary right now. And it's hard to know what's what, right? Or what's the truth is.
yeah, no, it's interesting times, and the president of Mexico, Sheinbaum, she's not going to go after the cartel. She knows it's kind of a, you do kind of wonder, can't we as Americans get off fentanyl? Not really good for us, we really, rather than turning Mexico into this cartel hell, maybe we could stop, stop taking fentanyl. I mean, just have all the dope you want, have all the marijuana you want, but just lay off the Oxycontins and
That's
the,
on. And Jake was saying, Palantir is leaving Denver. The scuttlebutt is that they're tired of the protesting. There goes some 4,400 jobs. I think the protesting, I think the AI laws. Did you see? So, Denver, in its wisdom, so, one of the few things that's actually building and businesses that are coming here are these data centers, right?
Get rid of them.
Well, yeah, that's a Denver citizens are protesting a data center that's going up in the Swansea area.
Yeah.
It's not like Swansea is like,
Real Tony.
yeah, it's not like it's Cherry Creek North. It's not like there's a ton of employment opportunities there to begin with. So, here's a data center. Now, granted, I don't know how many, they have, but they're just protesting it.
It's all AI.
It's all AI. And Mayor Johnson is saying he's opposed to those come to Denver. Guess what? Guess what? You
What do
know what I
you
mean?
mean, the
Yeah.
Denver
What
mayor? And by the way,
do you think is going
because
to happen, right?
everybody's heading out of town.
Yeah, Palantir is leaving. Good riddance. We hate
Sorry,
you.
you're fail.
We don't even know why we hate you because
We hate all
you
of
support ICE, even though you have nothing to do with ICE. We hate
you.
the data centers, I
Hate
mean,
data centers. We hate cars.
oh God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's the AI laws over there. Oh, we got Hope coming here a second. Hey, Thomas, if you see Hope, then go ahead and admit her. But I think Denver's destroying itself. And you're right. In the meantime, what did they do? They turned. So if you live in Denver, and we used to live off of 13th, 13th goes one way. 14th goes the other way, right? Major thoroughfare in Denver. Apparently, over the weekend, without really telling anyone, they switched both of them to two ways.
Really?
Yeah, they
All
switched both of them
right.
to two ways,
All
which
right,
is
that should
freaking.
really jam them
No,
up. All
it is
right.
totally. People are like,
Yeah.
what? And they
Yeah.
did that for bike lanes. It's
All
not.
right. I love it. I
All
love it.
right, here
Hey,
we
can we
have.
get Hope up on our screen
She's
or we
staring at the user. We have the woman of the hour with us here.
dun
Hope.
da
She's shuffling
dun
the.
dun dun
She's. Go
dun dun
ahead.
dun
I think you're un. Yeah, you're unmuted. She has a great weekend. Hoping
Great weekend.
a
They don't,
great.
I don't know if there's been any better weekends. Maybe he has children or something, but I mean, this is the finest weekend ever.
President Trump took his endorsement away from Jeff Herd, Rhino,
Yep.
the only second time he's ever done that, and threw it, I mean, the language
Effusively, effusively.
effusively behind Hope.
I mean, I didn't know you were all those things. That was great. We've known you a long time.
Save the world back in.
We did. We did. We saved Colorado a little bit, right,
That's
guys?
right.
Like,
So
we
tell us
fought.
about it. I mean, how did you have to talk to the president?
I got to talk to him twice.
Oh,
Yes.
what was that? Did
Yes.
he call you up and say, "Hey, help! This is Donald
Hey,
Trump," or
I
how?
mean, all bullshit.
So I ended up actually speaking to him earlier that morning, right? And letting him know, hey, there is definitely something wrong here. Like, you endorsed Jeff Herd. And so he asked me a little bit about my campaign, why I'm running. He asked me about, hey, do you think you have a winning chance? I told him about the poll from Rasmussen Reports, and he said, yep, good guys, definitely know them. So had the conversation, and he's like, let me look into this. Literally within 12, not 12, 6 hours. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was 6 hours. Was driving up to Moffat County to their Lincoln Day dinner. Got a call from the president, and he just says, "Hope." And you know that voice, right? Like, you know that voice. And I pulled over because there's so much limited
You know, in Elizabeth, you
connectivity.
know when the president's calling
Well,
you.
what'd you say?
Right. So he said, here's what we're going to put out. Are you comfortable with it? And I said, yes, I
No,
am.
I didn't really reconsider that. Look, maybe look at it, send it to me. My people will massage
Let her tell it. Let her tell it.
But here's the thing, guys. He asked me, is your husband with you? And I've been doing a lot of driving and a lot of doing the meet and greets and everything with people that come in for volunteers and stuff like that. My husband has like literally been maintaining the ranch. And I said, no, he's not. But if you don't mind holding, I can try to get him on the phone. And he said, okay. So Steve unfortunately was not able to take the call with us. But yeah,
Steve,
it was, I
Steve.
know, right? Well, unfortunately, he's in a limited area as well for connectivity. And let me tell you, it's just an honor, a true, true honor to be to have talked to him. Number one, he is definitely interested in the third congressional district race. He definitely knows that Jeff Herd was voting against the Republican delegation, as well as voting with Bennett and Hickenlooper. And the nail in the coffin truly was the fact that he voted against his tariffs. And so, yeah, we got the president's endorsement. I'm truly honored to have it, and we are seeing so much momentum now because of that. Not that we didn't have it already, but now the fact this is definitely in play, the president wants somebody who is going to focus on Colorado first and America first. And
Well,
we are going to go ahead,
I was going
Julie.
to say, and I think what's kind of particularly interesting about this is, so sometimes you get endorsements, and even from Trump, it's like, okay, well, you kind of expected that, right? And what is interesting, this is only the second time that Trump has ever pulled an endorsement. And he mentioned that. I mean, he said when he put out the Truth Social thing
Yep.
endorsing you, he says, based on a lack of support, especially on tariffs, I withdraw my support from Rhino Rep. And he called them a Rhino Rep Herd. But they say he's one of a small number of reps who is letting Trump down, letting the country down, and letting CD3 down. I mean, so not only was it just an endorsement of you, it's the repudiation of Jeff
Yep.
Herd. Anyone who thinks, and Trump is making it clear, anyone who thinks that, you know, Jeff Herd kind of says one thing in the district, Trump is like, he goes back to DC and does something entirely different. And that, I think it's huge, not only for you to have the endorsement, but also for Trump to call out Herd and hopefully
Well,
his support.
here's a third of the Trump run of wonderful things, and I've heard this through the grapevine. It's one thing to have Trump's endorsement, but you've got to get money. And there's no money in Colorado. We've really floated your campaign since it began, more or less, with our $50, $100 check, or whatever we sent you. But he has kind of pledged, I understand, maybe indirectly, to help you with fundraising. And if you can raise, $1.5 million, I guess, is the magic number to at minimum. I think, you've got a tremendous chance of winning that primary.
Oh, we don't have a tremendous chance. We will win this.
All
And we
right.
know that, and we know this. Again, we've had multiple conversations, not just obviously with President Trump, but with people within the White House. They definitely want to see this seat to be conservative. They want an America First candidate that is going to go up and represent Colorado up in Congress. I have been having tons of phone calls today, specifically about strategy and how we are going to beat Jeff Herd. First and foremost, the third district is very large, and I have already traveled all 27 counties, sat down with people, had conversations. Now we're going around again to have those conversations. And people here in the third district definitely have noticed that Jeff Herd, and like you just said, Chuck, Jeff Herd goes up to Washington and does an about face in lines with Bennett and Hickenlooper. And that is how he is actually quote unquote representing the third congressional district, we need to focus on the economy. We need to focus on the younger generation. They cannot buy a home. They want to have the America first, the America dream. They want to be able to start a small business, have a family. And this is not attainable for them. And when Jeff Hurd voted against the tariffs, this goes against everything that truly the third district, I have been speaking to people, this truly goes against what they want. They voted in President Trump. They voted in the America First agenda. They voted in the fact that they want election integrity. They voted in the fact that President Trump is going to bring jobs back to the third congressional district, and he did the exact opposite.
Well, he works for Americans for Prosperity. Yeah. That's who Jeff Hurd works for. That's who funded him. That's who got him elected.
And they are against tariffs.
And they're against anything. All those people that you
illegal
talk to,
immigration and tariffs.
Well, and all the people you talk to in CD3 who worry about a job, who worry about a home, who worry about election integrity. Americans for Prosperity are opposed to that. Americans for Prosperity are for rich globalist elites. So they put Jeff Hurd in place to be their rich globalist elite representative. So it's no, you know, you predicted that this is what was going to happen. It's worse than we could have. I mean, at least Gabe Evans on occasion, you know, and Jeff Crank on occasion vote with, well, on many occasions, I'll give him that, vote with Trump. But Jeff Hurd is totally in. I'm hoping maybe AFP, the Americans for Prosperity,
will dump him.
Well, yeah, we'll dump him and say, okay, we're going to go put our money someplace else. But you're right. He represents them, rich globalist elites.
And so does Gabe Evans, and so does Crank. And so
but at least they vote for tariffs and things like that.
Sometimes.
Yeah, no, CDG. Yep.
And we need to lower the cost of energy, right? Like, so there's all of this that comes in with the tariffs. And when SCOTUS voted, and there was definitely that that division, and when they did the dissent, you know, there was three that really focused on the fact that the president was truly allowed to do this. Jeff Hurd is definitely going against everything Colorado, everything America First. We need to have energy independence. I was up in Moffat County. He sent a representative to talk about the great things that he did. Sure, he has signed on to some good bills, but let's take it down to the basics, the brass tacks. When you are not coming to the district, getting yourself in front of the voters, they really want to talk to him. They wanted to talk to him. And so he has gone to the elites. He has gone to the commissioners. He sends people to Lincoln Day dinners to speak to them. Sure, not we all can't be there, but at least have a presence, right? Do your due diligence. He hasn't been to Montrose County yet. They have been really wanting to speak to him. But how many times have I been there? Probably six or seven times. You know, these are the things that the people in the third district really want. A true representative, when they come back from Washington, they get in front of the people and have those discussions, regardless of the questions, regardless of how people are going to hold your feet to the fire. You need to answer those questions.
Well, and as you said, he's not coming back to the district because he doesn't work for them. Right?
Yep.
He should. He doesn't work for his constituents. He works for Americans for Prosperity. And, you know, like I said, I think it is huge that President Trump pointed that out and said, I'm withdrawing my support. I mean, it was all over the national media,
well,
right?
It was. Yep. I've never seen a bigger endorsement to it.
Exactly. And this was, and then he's like, and then Hope Shuppelman, and everyone was like, people were calling us. I mean, it was like a great weekend for people. Everyone was like, yay for Hope. Well, let me just, so going forward, you're strategizing, and I think like Chuck, like you said, this is, you had momentum before. This has really got to put energy in.
It is.
And I think it's going to put national energy in and national attention.
And national money, because there is no money in Colorado other than us. And that's really, you're going to have to get national money. And I think Trump has realized this time that an endorsement without money is not really an endorsement. I think it's going to be fantastic. And then
well, and you, like you guys just said, so sure, there's the endorsement part, right? Like we know that we all knew, like the grassroots knew that when the endorsement came down, we're like, what? What happened? And everybody in the, you know, in the third district were calling me and saying, what just happened?
Yeah.
You know, when he got the endorsement in October, and we're like, well, you all need to start writing the president, writing people, letting them know that, hey, he does not represent us. And
Right.
maybe that was part of it as well, because
Sure,
look,
sure.
there was a lot of people that were writing him and saying, please take this back. This is not a representative of the third district. And so when we're really looking at this campaign, sure, we have small donations from a lot of people in the third district. But this was a grassroots campaign. It still will be a grassroots campaign. And we're just getting elevated now. We are really being, noticed because there wasn't that representation. We were just kind of the middle of the road, Colorado, of the third district. But now there is definitely some heat behind this, guys.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's Donald Trump basically saying to the nation, I cannot work with Jeff Herd and rhinos like him.
Yep.
They are undermining what we're trying to accomplish here. You guys send Hope Shepelman to me in Washington, D.C., and you just watch what we get done.
Yep.
And I think that's a kind of thing, again, that even people aren't paying that much attention would
They're
be,
paying attention to this one now.
yeah, they're
It's
paying
become
attention to
a
this. And it's fun. And you'll have to send us pictures from Mar-a-Lago if you get there and everything too.
Yes, absolutely, you guys. And
I mean, joking about funding and all that, but we'll send you another one of our huge, massive checks. But everybody needs to contribute in, give you a little money,
yes.
and so where people send the money to?
Yeah, and where can they
Sure.
go?
They can go to hopeforcolorado.com. That's hope, FOR, Colorado.com. If you click the link, you can contribute online. Some people don't want to. There's also a mail-in button. You can actually download the PDF, fill it out, and then send the money contribution to the address that's actually attached. Look, you guys, this momentum is definitely huge. $5 on up, we would love to get that contribution because not it this is not my campaign. This is your guys' campaign. This is your guys' voice here in Colorado that is going to be represented by somebody true. And we all know that we've fought a lot here in Colorado, and we definitely need a true fighter up in Washington.
Well, we need more than that, tell you the truth. We need somebody who he comes back to Colorado, retains her grassroots and supports the
Yeah.
grassroots. Lauren Boebert was a grassroots candidate, and the day she hit Washington, she gave the finger to all the grassroots in Colorado. She said, I'm not coming back to support you guys. I am not, I now have to be the establishment person. And she proved it. She proved it. So, and you're one person I know that when you go off to Washington,
Yeah.
you're going to come back and still say, no, I support the grassroots. I don't care what you people think, and I don't care what I'm not Britta Horn's bitch. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
No, but and you guys know we've been proven through and through, and I it's been an honor to be truly grown through the grassroots. I was a PCP, the secretary for La Plata County, elected as your guys's vice chair for Colorado, fought all the way up to SCOTUS to keep President Trump on to the ballot. We have some really good people within the grassroots, and I wholeheartedly will never turn my back on anybody here in Colorado. Now, granted, I will go to Washington to represent the grassroots, but my heart is definitely here in Colorado. And when I come back, I'll be ecstatic to be able to present myself and have those conversations, coffee with people. Again, this is not about the elites. This is truly about you guys and the true representation. And I'm actually honored to have you guys be that support system for me.
Well,
Thank you. People don't quite realize you've had not have it easy up there. You've
No.
had
Hey,
no,
we
let
can
me
put another
finish.
picture.
Let me
Okay.
finish. Have not had it easy. You've had your own, literally having to fight and scream against bullies and everything else that
Yeah.
have attacked you and everything else, which, you know, it's incredibly unpleasant at the time, but it's Nietzsche's. What doesn't kill you makes it stronger. So you're a stronger person for all that. And you know, you're not, somebody yells at you, you're not, you know, oh, no, you know, been there, done that. Now,
I hope. So we are so proud of you, and
yeah.
so
Well,
thank you for coming on the show, and thank you for doing what you can
and
for
everybody
Congress.
send on the money, and Julie, make sure we get our money in.
Okay. Well, congratulations. We'll see you later.
Take care, you guys. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Hope Shoppeman. Yeah, that's a massive endorsement, and she deserves it, and her
Everybody
deserves.
deserves it, but it's few that get it, and it's all, you know, it's all her hard work. Well, when she started out, she was a 1 in 100 chance, and now I mean, she may be the favorite for that
That's
one.
right. So that will do it for us. Thank you to Ray Garcia for all of his
Yeah,
work
right,
too.
great.
Jacob, thank you. Everybody else online too. And we will see everybody on Wednesday.
Wednesday it is.